Okay.
Welcome to this segment of Dirty D's Dirty News. On this segment, we have Cape Coral Man cracks a beer open during traffic stop. Cape Coral, Florida.
Oh, I gotta tell a quick story. Were you with me for this?
I've never been to Cape Coral.
No.
Sean, stop. Don't touch him. Don't distract him, or I'll kick you out.
You can only touch from the waist down.
You're distracting him.
No, I gotta tell a
He's
story.
He's part of the podcast.
I'm gonna put you in the corner. Don't touch David.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Put baby in
My
the
uncle is a legendary alcoholic. He lives in Ponchatoula. And one time I was driving home. I thought somebody was with me. I thought it might have been you. Maybe it was Aaron James. It was when I was living with my parents. And he lives like in across the field or whatever. It was somewhere in the morning, like 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. And I was driving down a little back road, got to a stop sign. I'm stopped, and I see this crappy little red car, and it's my uncle's car. And I look over, it's like 9 o'clock in the morning, and he's just like chugging a beer while he's driving. Like, I don't mean, it wasn't a red light. Like, he's turning into the road that I'm stopped at, and he's got a beer just like bottoms up. And just like drives by or whatever. Fucking legend.
Was that you and your uncle where it was like Thanksgiving or something, and he disappeared all drunk and came back and was like had a hole in his hand?
Yeah, he got shot. He went out the night before Christmas and showed up Christmas morning at like 11 o'clock, like late, because it started That's at like 9.
Was. Why didn't we not party with this guy?
All bloody.
He pulls in and he comes into the house and he's got covered in blood, like he's all disheveled or whatever. And my grandpa's like, "What the hell is wrong with you, boy?" Like, this is like 10 or 15 years ago before my grandpa was super old. And he's like, "I think I got shot last night." And everybody's like, "What?" And he's like, a fucking bullet hole in his hand. He's like, blood everywhere. And he's like, "Yeah, I woke up and I got a hole in my hand and there's bullet holes all in my trunk." Fucking legend, dude. It's crazy. And my grandpa looked at me. He's like, "Better cut that shit out, boy." Oh, man, good times.
Back to the story of Cape Canaveral, or what are we talking about?
Cape Coral.
Yeah.
Or is it Cape Coral? I don't know. I'm not from Florida.
I don't know.
Sometimes the situation just calls for a cold one. This is NBC2News.com. Just before midnight on February 8th, Lee County Sheriff's deputies drove north of Chiquita Boulevard as they approached Gleason Parkway. Something caught their eye. A black Mercedes parked on the opposite lane. The vehicle was just sitting there, lights on, no traffic causing the stoppage. They crept beside the car, flicked their flashlights in to determine if the vehicle might be abandoned. They approached it and found the 40-year-old Michael Serrata sitting alone in the passenger seat. Beer cans littered the vehicle's floor, lined in the front cup holders, 24 packs of Michelob Ultra. That's Aaron's favorite. And Bud Light, that's Jared's favorite.
Aww.
Were torn into and drained as casualties were visibly scattered at his feet. Deputies attempted to begin a line of dialogue, but according to the arrest report, Serrata was unable to speak due to the level of intoxication, so they called for a request. Then came the unmistakable sound. Give me a beer. And
I'll take a beer.
I'll do
not
the unmistakable
this.
Sound.
Paradise
unmistakable
Park.
Sound. They pulled him over and said, "Sir, who are you?"
Unmistakable sound. I also have an alcohol addiction.
Oh, I needed that sound for the
Paradise Park, me, please. Paradise Park.
Oh, Jesus.
Tex-Hex. Shiner Tex-Hex.
Are those cold?
Feels cold.
Thank you.
There you go.
All right, hold on and do the sound.
You're going to point at me, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then came the unmistakable sound. In plain view of the deputies, Serrata reached into a pile of fallen aluminum soldiers and pulled out a hidden treasure, an unopened beer.
Nice.
They decided he had reached his limit, declared it last call, reached him out. I don't like the way they wrote this. Pulled him from the vehicle. Even the security handcuffs. Basically, he started fighting them. So at one point, deputies used their taser to subdue the agitated opponent, but it had zero effect when striking his back.
Was he a big man?
No, he was fucking wasted.
Oh, okay.
Imagine being so wasted you don't even care you get tased.
That's awesome.
Deputies resorted to physical restraining him until support came. He was taken to the hospital after sustaining scratches and scrapes during the altercation. But if you look at his picture, they beat the fuck out of him.
Whoa.
He's all, like, bruised and bloody.
That's exactly what I thought he was going to look like. But he looks like Creed on The Office, kind of.
If he was black, he'd be dead.
That's true.
Right.
Count your lucky stars.
You lucky Serrata. That's it. He just got pulled over, opened his beer in front of the police, and got beat up.
All-time legend status.
Is that your uncle?
Yeah. Oh, shit. That is Jared's uncle. He lives in Florida now.
Yeah, probably so.
Gerald. What's your uncle's name?
I'm not going to say it. I'm going to put him on blast like that.
And that concludes the segment of Dirty D's Dirty News.
Okay, 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 okay.